great hits from yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Good evening and welcome from Bainbridge Guilford for the first time this season and for the last time of a game in 2013 calendar year. Greg Davey at Bainbridge Guilford for the finals of the 36th annual Kozelski Girls Basketball Tournament. The Bobcats did indeed make it to the championship game. With a nail-biting win over Whitney Point last night, they take on Marathon, the Olympians, who came from behind in the second half to defeat Windsor last night and have set the stage with very familiar names as WCDO last year did three games with Marathon. I did the Kozelski tournament here last year, and then Marathon upset Afton in the first round of Class D sectionals. And then they also, the boys, went on to play Morris in the Section 4 championship last year at SUNY Oneonta, and Billy Blake and Harry Graves called that game. So we've been involved with Marathon, and I do recognize that a lot of the names from last year and in previous years. Done a lot of Marathon games over the years, I guess. But anyway, we are here for the finals of the 36th Annual Kozelski Girls Basketball Tournament, and we've got a JV final that's... I've already got it. We're good. Yep, I'm in. I had to get a Wi-Fi password locked into my iPad so that I could get some more information. So everybody now, after I've asked the whole school about it, somebody came up and locked me in, and now everybody else is coming back up to see if I got it. Yes, I got it. Thank you. Well, anyway, why don't we do our introductions, because that is what is required, and our last game of the calendar year on WCDO, the Marathon BG Kozelski Finals, starts off with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show on WCDO, and it's sponsored by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7 of Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, Mike Riley and the Marathon Olympians, Coach Bob Conway and the BG Lady Bobcats, on the players and fans, both teams in tonight's game, all the best. And our broadcast is a presentation of Section 4, or actually a presentation of WCDO Sports with our rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of our programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. We have that permission. And I tried to spread the word for one of the Marathon players that we'd be on the Internet, and hopefully we get some live streaming responses. I know last year there were some Marathon fans that did log on. They got the word. Hopefully they can get the word today. And we'll pass those places along to you that are taking part on WCDO Sports, the Sports On Demand tab. We'll take a break, come back and talk about both teams a little bit more in depth. A freshman has been called up to the varsity for Bainbridge Guilford. She made a huge difference last night. We'll talk about that. There's a freshman on the Marathon team that's been there since the beginning of the season. She's made a big difference on their team. We'll tell you about her, too, and all the rest of the girls that are playing in tonight's Marathon BG Kozelski Tournament Finals. It's live on your All Live AM and FM and WCDOsports.com. Of course, we are WCDO.
If you are in the market to buy a new vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside in Sydney. With over 35 years' experience in the automotive business, Cork O'Hara offers knowledgeable, professional sales and service. And with over 100 vehicles on the lot, Chambers and O'Hara has the perfect vehicle for any budget. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. See the complete selection at chambersohara.com or call 563-4311.
These new McDonald's CBO sandwiches are good.
So good.
They could have their own theme song.
Yeah, like, awesome burger of beauty, topped with white cheddar cheese, applewood smoked bacon and grilled onions too. Yeah!
Maybe not that theme song.
Why? What?
With cheddar bacon onion quarter pounders and crispier grilled premium chicken sandwiches, there's more crave to love.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, limited time only.
So, Come prefer it hot. The hot McCafe mochas, lattes, premium roast coffee, and more from McDonald's. And some, yes, prefer it cold. McCafe smoothies and rich, creamy McCafe shakes and frappes are just the start of their thing. And everyone prefers saving big during McCafe Mondays. Join us for McCafe Mondays in December and get a small peppermint mocha for $1. Yep, just $1, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. More McCafe deals to love. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only, limited time only.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valleyview Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, Greg Davey. Not as distracted as I was before we went to the commercial break. It's because I had the people that I've been asking what the Wi-Fi password was here for BG School District for my iPad so I could get on, log on and see some other things, get some more information. And all those people that could not help me before thought they could. I've been helped. It doesn't matter. I'm way at the top of the bleachers. They wanted to come up and help me anyway. I'm good. So anyway, we have people logging in already from Middletown, New York, Oneonta, and Norwich, New York, plus some over down in the eastern Pennsylvania, northern Jersey area. So I'm sure there will be more as the game goes along. I did tell one of the girls on the marathon team, senior Mariah Mariu, about it. I remember her from last year too. She was keeping score for the JV game. So I said, hey, tell your friends if some people aren't here, let them know and how they can get a hold of us. And the games from last year are also on archives. So it just continues to grow from here. We thank Joe Gardner for coordinating that and SFCU for making that all available. We go to the BG girls side because they are the team that we would cover given the two teams. Last night was an exciting 49-47 win, their largest offensive output of the season. It wasn't easy. They had to hold on to win this game, even though they shot just 9 for 25 from the foul line. The biggest difference is that a JV ninth grader has come up to the varsity. Rebecca Reyes led the team for BG with 16 points, including all four of the team's three-pointers. That might have been the reason why the BG girls suffered an offensive setback in the finals against Marathon tonight. 32-25, they dropped that game. They were down by 10 early. I got here in the first quarter. They were down by 10 early, never really recovered. They got it down to, I think, 5, and then they wound up winning by 7. And I'm sure they missed Rebecca, but, boy, Bob Conway is sure happy that he had her on the floor last night. Other players that performed well last night for the BG Lady Bobcats, Casey Davis with 8 points, Megan Ferreira with 8 points, and Abby Smith with 7 points. So they did spread it out quite a bit, and they held on to beat Whitney Point. And the Lady Eagles only shot 7 for 15 from the foul line. So 10 more free throws, but only 2 more made. And look at that. And both teams had 4 3-pointers, so it seems like the 2 free throws were the difference in the game. Marathon last night had an interesting come-from-behind win against Section 4 stack member Windsor. Marathon trailed 17-12 in a low-scoring halftime, game and came back and kept the score low for Windsor anyway and scored 12 themselves, outscoring Windsor 12-2 to take a slight lead. And then outscored them 15-11 in the fourth quarter. They won despite just 39 points, but 39-30 was good enough to get them in the finals. They had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 players account for those 39 points, and they were led by a freshman, Cassidy Marsh. You heard me talk about a freshman, Rebecca Reyes for BG. Well, Cassidy Marsh is a starting freshman for Coach Mike Riley. She wears number 14. I'll keep my eye on her. She was 8 for 16 from the foul line last night, had just one basket, so finished with 10. Apparently she knows how to get to the basket and draw contact. Mariu that I mentioned, Mariah, she had 5 points last night. Megan Contry, a sophomore, she finished with 9. And Cindy Courtney, a junior, had 7 points. Erin Greep, one of 13 members of the family, of the Greep family. She's a senior. She's a tri-captain. She had 6 points. They were 17 for 34 from the foul line. 17 for 34. And so that's going to be a challenge for both teams tonight to play well and play and shoot well from the foul line. Now, some of these marathon names, it's interesting because I was talking to Mike Riley during halftime of the JV game. I said Sydney Courtney. Now, Courtney in double zero sounds familiar. Oh, yeah. He said, I said, didn't she have an older sister that played? Oh, yeah, she has an older sister that played, and she trying to get the right names here. Her name, here we go, I got it. Her name is Samantha, that's right, Samantha Courtney. She's playing Division II basketball at Roberts Wesleyan. Cassidy Marsh, I said that Marsh is a familiar name. There's a Tiffany Marsh. Oh, yeah, that's her aunt. She's a coach at Georgetown University in field hockey. And Erin Greep, as I said, one of 13 people in that family, in the extended family there. Megan Contry, she was part of the game last year, the two games I did. So very familiar names. It's interesting how these things all come about and the generational thing. When you've been doing this for almost 30 years, that is going to happen. So we're down to about a minute. Not sure about the how this is going to go for the national anthem and the starting lineup. So we're going to step away, take our final break of the pregame, the Chambers and O'Hare tip-off show. When we come back, it'll be BG in their home white and the blue Bobcats and numbers against the Olympians of Marathon, black shirts with orange and white trim. So we'll be back with that starting lineup in just a moment. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
We're specialists in you, Robert. see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, welcome back. They may have been waiting for the radio. Yep, they did. Always appreciate the hospitality here at Bainbridge Guilford. Here comes the starters, and I don't have the heights for Marathon. Junior Sydney Courtney, as I mentioned. Not quite as tall as his sister Samantha, but a carbon copy looks-wise. Long blonde hair and a ponytail. Number four is the tri-captain, senior Nicole Hammond. Cassidy Marsh, the freshman I told you about, led the scoring last night with 10. And the other one of the other tri-captains, Aaron Grape. And then Megan Contry, sophomore. Mike Riley, been at the school since 1970, been coaching girls basketball since 1983, has since retired. But I think this is the stuff that's keeping him young. He's got that bright orange shirt. So here we go for the BG Lady Bobcats. Let's see if the effect of Reyes has on the starting lineup. She will not be in the starting lineup. We'll go with Megan Ferreira, 5'7 junior. The lefty, 5'3 senior Abby Smith. Number 12 is Marissa Thornton, 5'5 junior, getting the start tonight. Defensive specialist Morgan Bullis, 5'9 junior. And Taylor Palmateer, probably the biggest offensive threat, 5'6 junior. She won the Echo Brands All-Purpose Award the other night in their win against Unitigo. Wound up not being able to do the Harpersville game again, as we know there was a rescheduling. And Harpersville, they held Harpersville to just 36 points. All but one, I think, scored by Miranda Drummond, Shelby Medovich, and Tatiana Sosnowski. Now, BG didn't have much offense to speak of, but to hold Harpersville to 36 points gets you noticed. Because they are a high-flying offensive machine, not quite as diverse as they were last year when they went to the state finals. But we are ready to go. As I told you about the colors, we also want to say hi to Etna, California, who is logged in. Not sure what team he or she is for, but it doesn't matter. It's another state knocked off for the listenership this year, logging on. The first shot, Marathon won the tap and went right to the rack with Megan Contry, who misses the turnaround. And on the transition, the other number 33, Taylor Palmateer, drives down the middle, and you hear the cheers. That's a heavily populated BG contingent, and they cheer the fact that it was a basket by Taylor Palmateer to put the Bobcats in the lead, and a foul by Nicole Hammond. The first half of the JV game tonight was as a snail's pace. Second half was the hare pace. And it is the jackrabbit. And she converts the foul shot, so a 3-0 lead right away. And the Bobcats are going to press to see what kind of guard play Marathon has. Marathon will also press. They'll do a 1-3-1. We'll see how BG handles that. And there's a ball that goes off the leg of Cindy Courtney, so she turns the ball over out on the far side. They've changed the nice pass inside to Megan Ferreira. This one spins out, literally spins out, but picked up and in, put in by Morgan Bullis. I can't say too much here. BG is quick on their possessions. They've opened up a 5-0 lead and continue to put man-to-man pressure on. Coming up the right side is Erin Grief. She gets the ball knocked away by Abby Smith. BG, a whole different look in their home uniforms as compared to the dark blue on the visitor's side when they played at Unitigo last week. Or now it's been more than a week, hasn't it? Marathon keeping it on the outside. Number 14 is Cassidy Marsh. She passes, tries to go inside to teammate Hammond. And a shot goes inside, and it wasn't the prettiest play, but Marathon now on the board themselves. A foul at Morgan Bullis. I thought Marsh did a good job with the pass on a cutting Nicole Hammond. She made a shot much like Taylor Palmateer did to start the ball game, and can do what Taylor did if she makes this free throw, and she does not. Both teams struggling from the free throw line to start the season, and guess who got the rebound? It was Hammond herself, but she misses the follow-up. 5-2 our score. Smith, double team, kicks it back. Palmateer, 18-footer, oh, off the back of the rim. Good rebound there by Megan Contry. Contry gives off to Hammond. Hammond to the right side. Greep has it in the corner. Man-to-man defense by the Bobcats. Nice set play. Driving the baseline, Greep lost it off her foot. We have a male and a female referee tonight. There will be no judgments either way. I just wanted to mention we have a male and a female ref tonight. Well, there's the 1-3-1 half-court trap they're trying to get turnovers from. BG does a nice job, and they swing the ball around to a wide-open Palmateer. She takes it in. She makes it. Taylor Palmateer with 5 points. Good pass by Abby Smith to set that up off the 1-3-1. More pressure defense by the Bobcats, creating a turnover. Double dribble called against Cassidy Marsh, and they'll turn that over with 2 minutes into the game. It's 7-2 in favor of Bainbridge Guilford. Marathon out of the IAC defeated stacked participant Windsor, former Sus rival of BG. Shot missed inside, actually an air ball and partially blocked, but BG retains possession. He's swinging to the right side. Abby Smith, top of the key, Palmateer open for three. No, this one off. Looked good from way up here. They are leaving Palmateer to shoot uncontested from the outside. Remember, it was Rebecca Reyes that made all four BG four three-pointers last night. But BG puts the man-to-man back into play, and there is a foul on Megan Pereira. That doesn't set well with the BG crowd. She tried to reach in and knock it away. That's the first foul on Pereira, second on BG. So it is Nicole Hammond to the left side for Greep. Cutting down the lane, going up, and missing the inside shot is Cassidy Marsh. So they spread the offense a little bit. They have people cutting the middle. Not using a screen, but per se, just cutting the middle. Hoping that the spread out offense kind of allows that to happen. Pereira will sit down now. Actually, she's picked up two fouls. And so Rebecca Reyes checks into the ballgame. 22 is her number, same as it was on the freshman on the JV. And a five-second call. Good defense by Bainbridge Guilford. Bob Conway always directing the traffic from the sidelines. Has to be very happy about the start of this game. His team leads 7-2 with 5:20 to go in the first quarter. The finals of the 36th annual Kozalski Girls Basketball Tournament. Pass inside, Palmateer misses it from in close. Lost a prime opportunity there to beat the pressure defense. In transition, here comes Marsh. Gives up her dribble. Courtney finds Hammond, who's cutting in. Right back to Greep, who shoots long from the foul line. Smith waits for the defense to pass her. Now she passes inside. A beautiful play. Abby Smith to Morgan Bullis. Great play between the senior to the junior. 9-2. Largest lead of the ball game for the Lady Bobcats. Steal in the back court by Bullis. Bullis then fouled by the other number 14. Morgan wears 14. So does Cassidy Marsh. She commits the foul. So mission accomplished early on for Coach Bob Conway. They're trying to put man-to-man pressure on. Marathon's strength comes from down underneath. Defensive guard play, exceptional so far, and they move the ball around, Bainbridge Guilford does tonight, very, very well. They've missed some open shots. Could be worse than it is. Bullis can't get it to go. Had a couple of tries off the rim. Rebound by Courtney. One dribble, and she's got to look down court. Now driving in is number 33, Megan Contry. Misses it. Rebound by Greep. Once, now twice, and she scores. So Aaron Greep, one of the tri-captains. Ends a two-and-a-half-minute drought. Smith almost got the ball knocked away. Well, did get the ball knocked away by Marsh. Has to go back near her basket to get it and beat the 10-second call. Pass, nice pass from Smith down low to Palmateer, and she's going to get to the foul line. Abby Smith seeing the court very well at the start of this ball game. Beating the players down low off this 2-3 zone. 9-4 is the score. Foul is on Greep. That's her second. Foul shot is good. So number 44, Mariah Merriu, she was the scorekeeper in the JV game I got to meet when I was down on the floor talking to Coach Mike Riley. Replacing Aaron Greep. Second shot is good. Palmateer, 2-for-3. Free throw shooting already. 7 points to lead all scores. It's a 7-point lead, 11-4. Almost had a 5-second call. And now good defense by Marissa Thornton, who got the start tonight. First time called her name with 3:40 to go. And she forces the alternate possession. And it just so happens it's in BG's favor. 3:40 to go, 11-4 the score. BG leading Marathon in the finals of the 36th annual Kozelski basketball tournament. Believed to be the longest continuous girls basketball tournament in New York State. And Abby Smith with a mental blunder as she was wide open on the right side, started to play, and took a step before she dribbled. You can do that in practice and get away with it. You can't do it in a game. So 5 seconds elapse, and that gives the ball back to Marathon. Marathon now the three-point shooting team. Nearly lost by Marsh in that deep corner. Tries to go around a double team. Somebody's in the way. A foul's going to go on Abby Smith of Bainbridge Guilford. That's her first. 3:29. Try to review games that went on, any games I might have today in the books. At Maravito Halftime Report. Reyes got going a little fast, and Nicole Hammond right with her knocks the ball away, prevents a layup. Smith will inbound. They set up the traditional box. They cross screen. Now they go diagonal. Smith goes way up top for Thornton. Reyes is on the top of the key. Gives it to Palmateer. They keep it on the outside. 18 on the shot clock. Thornton looks left, passes right to Smith. Smith lets it fly, 16 feet, no good. Rebound in there. Bullis fights for it and gets it. Kicks it back out. Smith around Perez for three. No, in and out. Just rimmed out. And I know the underclassmen are loving to see Reyes out there. She nailed 4 threes last night in her varsity debut. She's off the bench early on in this game because of foul trouble. Pass overthrows Hammond. Contry drew the double team in the paint. So they put some size on the floor, Bainbridge Guilford does. Thornton comes out. Katie Barber, a 5'9 junior, checks in. BG with the ball and the lead, 11-4. Hasn't been points in a while. Barber back outside. They're working on the right. Now they move to the center. Smith gets around the defense. Little elbow jumper. It's good. Abby Smith joins the scoring now. Her first basket, 13-4, largest lead of 9 points for the Lady Cats. Now they call off the dogs on this one, or I should say call off the Bobcats. This will be the first time Marathon's had a chance to dribble the ball down with no defensive pressure before half court. Staying in man-to-man, Bullis tries to deny the pass. Courtney on the elbow with her back to the basket. They work it around that left side. Shot taken and made by Cassidy Marsh. The freshman for Marathon scores. It's 13-6 BG. Marsh puts a little bit of pressure on Smith. Gives her some space, though. Doesn't want to come in a foolish foul down below. Smith thought she had a wide-open Morgan Bullis. Well, she did underneath as the defense spread out on the zone. She just threw it too high. Still, Morgan almost had that caught. Well, the pressure's back on now. BG going to put the man. Nope, once the inbounds pass come on, they retreat. It is Marsh coming in. Spins around, goes up off the glass. Good, and she's fouled. Marathon not going to roll over here. Good play by Cassidy Marsh. She drove down the right side, saw the defense cutting her off, spun a little awkwardly, but worked it to the backboard and put it in. That foul is the second on Abby Smith, and that's going to be important as the three-point play by Marsh is converted. She leads Marathon with 5 points. It's now 13-9. Five-point run here for the Olympians. Palmateer to Smith, back to Palmateer. She's on the left perimeter. They move it over to Reyes. Reyes drives and runs a baseline runner but misses. She comes back in from out of bounds legally, gets the loose ball. Here comes Palmateer in a crowd, and there's a block shot but a foul, and Mike Riley gets up and waves it off as if to say, no, she didn't. Not on, I thought it was on Sydney Courtney. They're going to say that it's on Hammond, and that means two on the tri-captain, Nicole Hammond, number four. With a minute to two to play, Palmateer have been very busy. Makes the first. Second shot is short. Rebound. Bullis fights for it and gets it. Reyes along the baseline again. Airballs it long. Rebound by Mariu. Senior outlets to the freshman Marsh. Cassidy Marsh up the floor. And now BG has gone to a 2-3 zone themselves with Katie Barber in the middle. They go to the elbow. Mariu. Marsh lets fly from the left side off the back of the rim. Chased down by Palmateer. Taylor gives it off to Abby Smith. Nice crossover dribble. She comes in, spots up for the jumper, no good. Caught in the air because it was blocked by Bullis. Shot by Palmateer, misses. Another rebound, this time Cindy Courtney, the junior. 18 seconds to go, Marathon. No three-pointers in this game yet. 12 seconds to go, Marsh. Looks at the top of the key. Now in the corner, Mariu for three. No, off the back of the rim. 4 seconds to go. Will Smith get a shot off? She looks at the clock, lets it fly from half court. It's short. A good first quarter for the Bainbridge Guilford Lady Bobcats, and the student section roars their approval. What a quick first quarter. Good game here in the finals of the Kozelski Girls Basketball Tournament. BG 14, Marathon 9. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at ButlerAutoSales.com. Call 563-1522.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, Greg Davey. Watching the start of the second quarter as Marathon came back from a 13-4 deficit, made it 14-9. They worked the ball in as first possession of the second quarter, 12 seconds out of the shot clock. Got some new personnel in there. Marsh for the right side. She's lost her dribble. 5 on the shot clock. Somebody's going to have to put it up. And a double dribble will prevent a shot from being taken. The new player, junior Gwen Shear, number 25. First quarter scoring leaders, Cassidy Marsh of Marathon, the freshman with 5, and senior or junior Taylor Palmateer with 8 for Bainbridge Guilford. She's got the ball. She's got a rooting section from Hackensack, New Jersey. Logging in on WCDOsports.com. Welcome to the Hackensackers, which begs the question, do they play Hacky Sack in Hackensack? All right, it's Taylor Palmateer. Let's fly from the left side. Too long, to the disappointment of the New Jersey listeners. 7:03 to go in the second quarter, and it's 14-9. Yeah, the student section seems to be very well organized over here for BG. Good to hear that. Keeping it clean. Rebecca Reyes passes into Palmateer off the glass. No, she can't buy it. Gets a rebound and the ball taken away. She was off balance, and somebody doesn't want to let them have it. It's Morgan Bullis. She picked it out of the air and put it up and in. Morgan Bullis, that is her cup of tea right there. She loves to play defense and get points off it if she can, and she did. Inside, good move. A blocking foul on BG. Megan Contry had probably the best post move of the night so far for Marathon. She wears number 33, and the player with the foul is number 35, Katie Barber. Morgan Bullis with 6 points for the Lady Bobcats, 16-9. Cassidy Marsh goes inside, and the turnaround missed again by Contry. So they are trying to work it into the post. BG, never blessed with good height. Comes up good on the defense that time. Palmateer wide open left side off the front of the rim. Chases it down, but Marsh gets there first. 6:20 to go. Another drought of points for Marathon. Not without their chances, though. High post to Shear. Stops with the double team. Passes and gets it off to number 33, Megan Contry. And her baseline move is met with contact. That's going to bring another foul call. And that's going to be also on Katie Barber, but this one's a shooting foul. So Contry, the sophomore, who has not scored yet. Contry was a freshman key player on the team last year. So 2 shots coming. Marathon was 1-for-2 in the first quarter, and those were both 3-point play attempts. Contry, the first one to shoot 2, and the first one is good. Betsy Holden will make her first entrance into the ball game for Bainbridge Guilford. So it's she along with Morgan Bullis, Rebecca Reyes, Taylor Palmateer. And looks like Marissa Thornton has come back in the ball game. Second shot is up and good for Megan Contry. So 3-for-4 start for Marathon. Last night they were 17 for 34, 50%. 6 minutes to go in the first half. Keeping it on the perimeter. Thornton, long pass to Palmateer on the left side. Nice pass to Bullis. Shot blocked by Courtney. Courtney with the recovery. And she goes into the corner to another sub. That's Savannah Montoya, Jr. Did a nice job. Looks like a timeout's going to be our first of the night. 5:49 to go in this first half. 16-11. In favor of Bainbridge Guilford, and you're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Coming out of that short timeout, Marathon facing the tough man-to-man defense. BG's employed most of the game. But they get it over half court, do a nice job, keep their composure. They work it to the outside. Mariu nails a two-pointer. Her foot was on the line. She does not have the best form or the best arc, but it went in nonetheless. 16-13, as close as the Bobcats. Lead has dwindled. And a miss at the elbow gives the ball back to Marathon. BG just checking their offense out for a second. Look down, and here's Marathon with the ball. Mariu again. This one, I said she didn't have the greatest form. She definitely sent that one flying. It caromed off the backboard, didn't touch the rim. Caught on the far, side. And BG with the offense leading by three. Oh, backdoor play. Good to Marissa Thornton. That pass, I believe, was from Marissa Thornton at the point guard. She's in there for Abby Smith at the point. Rebecca Reyes at the top of the defense for Bainbridge Guilford. 18-13 with 4.5 to go to the half. Pass to the high post. Courtney hit by Holden, and the ball goes loose. It's BG's ball. Nice recovery. Nice move by Reyes to avoid traffic. Crossover dribble always makes me open my eyes. Nice pass inside to Holden. Oh, misses the chippy inside. Gets it again. Missed it. Rebound. Nice control by Megan Contry of the Marathon Olympian. She draws the foul, and that's going to be 1-1. Now, you would think, a lot of people would probably assume that with the game at Bainbridge-Guilford, that calls against Marathon would be different from calls against BG, just because of the way the IAC board is, or the Ithaca board, or the Elmira board, and the Oneonta or Binghamton board. Well, that's the eighth team foul against BG, and that means free throws for Marathon. Marathon with four fouls. And the 1-1 is in the hands of the right person. Megan Contry has made all three of her shots. Second shot, and just as I say that, missed it. Oh, Courtney had an offensive rebound, let it get off her fingertips. Contry last night was 3-for-4 free throw shooting. She's 3-for-4 tonight. 3:54 to go, first half, 18-14 Bobcats. Three-pointer for Reyes, no, off the back of the rim. Caught in the air by Thornton on the long rebound. BG retains possession. Reyes again for three, short. Ball tapped out of bounds by Betsy Holden, coming in between two Marathon players. It's Marathon's ball. Both teams going to their bench. Nice crossover by Marsh, getting around a double team. Pass out to Savannah Montoya. Courtney, double team, back outside. Three-point shot up and good by Montoya, our first three-pointer of the night. And that makes it a one-point ball game, 18-17. Marathon now down by only one. Morgan Bullis at the elbow. Passes to the right side for Thornton. Now three-pointer by Reyes. This one also missing off the back of the rim. So the freshman given the green light to shoot it long. Under 3 minutes to go. Coming up empty so far. Marsh stops at the three-point line. Now they go to Mariu, and she drives in and is hacked in the act of shooting by Betsy Holden. That'll be the 6-1 junior's first foul for BG, ninth team foul. Mariu gets two free throws. She's got a bucket for 2 points so far tonight. Last night's game, she had 5 points and made her only free throw attempt. This one shot much like the three-pointers with no arc. She misses this one. Well, we haven't had any ties, but I better be ready in case this one makes it 18 all, right? The lefty shot is up and good. So we are tied for the first time. 3 points for Mariah Mariu. And there's an H in there, but the H is more like a Y pronunciation-wise. Yes, I did my homework. Taylor Palmateer drives in, double team, no call. Lots of bodies banging together, but no call either way. Marsh trying to avoid it with Abby Smith. They're going to say it was backcourt. No whistle blowing there. Driving in, a shot blocked and a lot of contact by Contry, no call. The refs put their whistles in their pocket, and I'm saying that in both ways. Both against and for BG, both against and for Marathon. Well, at least consistency, right? 18-18, 2:36 to go. Lots of contact. Pass down low, triple team. And Bullis passes to Holden. It deflects off her hand conveniently to Reyes. Now the pass across the key. There's contact on a body foul, and that's going to be Taylor Palmateer over on the right side this time. She's normally on the near side looking to my left as BG shoots to my left, Marathon to my right. That foul will be a double zero, Cindy Courtney, the junior. And the first shot by Palmateer breaks the tie. 9 points for Palmateer, leading all scores but her first point of the second quarter. 2:26 on the clock. That stopped. Second shot, very good. So Palmateer already busy at the free throw line, 6 for 7 from the foul line in the first half, 20-18. And a pass knocked away and recovered by Rebecca Reyes. That's Palmateer for three, short. Rebound, well, Holden tipped the ball, but she was up and over a boxing out Cassidy Marsh. That's going to be second on Holden. And Coach Conway looking down his bench, not making a move yet, but I think something may be brewing. He's got a little time to think because they're coming down for a two-shot foul. This is the 10th foul on Bainbridge Guilford, and that means the double bonus. I want to thank everybody for logging in and tuning in tonight. Appreciate that, both locally and as far away as Etna, California, Hackensack, New Jersey. Locally, Norwich, the Binghamton area, Oneonta. 2:07 on the first half clock, 20-18. And Marsh missing. She made her only free throw in the first quarter on the three-point play. Misses it here. Can still get one of them. Draw her team to within one. Up and no, that one's no good. Holden keeps the ball alive down to Bullis. Bullis unloads to Reyes. Boy, she's full of energy. Mostly a right-handed dribbler. Stops right at half court. Dangerous. Passes Thornton. Long pass over to Palmateer on the left wing. That's been her prime spot. Spreading it out. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Reyes goes back to Thornton. She lets it go 18 feet away. In and out, literally. It spun in, hit off the backboard, and came out. Retaining possession, though. Shooting is Bullis. Blocked by Courtney, and again, a lot of contact. No call. 20-18. Marathon can tie or take the lead with a minute 25. High post is Courtney. Nice ball fake. The shot is up and good. Sydney Courtney with her first basket of the ball game, and that ties it at 20. Courtney last night had 7 points in the ball game in the comeback 39-30 win against Windsor. Reyes on the left hand. It was a sloppy pass from Palmateer. Reyes, you let it get off her knee. Recovered by Gwynn Shear. And then Reyes retaliates, and that's a foul. Or is it on Holden? They're looking at 45 with a third call there. Oh, that was the last foul. Sorry. This will go against Rebecca Reyes. That's her first. And so it's Gwynn Shear at the line for Marathon. They were just 1 of 2 in the first quarter. BG was 4 of 5. First shot is up. No good. Good form on the free throw. Just missed, though. Well, if she makes this, it gives Marathon their first lead. Plain and simple. 1:03 on the clock. She sets. She shoots. She misses. That's 0-for-4. Now a rebound put up by Contry. Missed it. Shear caught it as she was falling down and just desperation-wise threw it up there and missed it. Substitution here with, and that's going to be a foul on Courtney, by the way. It's only the 6th team foul. So Courtney, Hammond, and Greep, all with 2 fouls. So substitutions, 25 is Gwynn Shear. I'm sorry, I said 10, I meant Montoya. I had misidentified, and I apologize for that. Now Gwynn Shear is in the ballgame, number 25. 41 seconds to go. Reyes for three. Is it this time? No. Missed it, but in the near corner, Bullis gets the rebound. Reyes fakes the three this time. Goes to Bullis, drives baseline, and she is on the end line. 14 guarding 14. I didn't know what was going to come of that because they banged the bodies again, but it was on the line. 30 seconds to go. Can't quite play for the last shot, but you can be close if you're Marathon. And a nice pass by Marsh to get away. Shear at the foul line. Passes back, but was too lazy with it. Thornton steals it. Thornton goes up. Blocked on the play and out of bounds. Good block by Cassidy Marsh and out of bounds. Took a chance there. took a real chance. Could have been a two-shot foul. Tied at 20, 13.5. BG will inbound underneath their basket. The kick out in the corner to Bullis. Right back to Palmateer. And the give-and-go, a beauty to Morgan Bullis from Taylor Palmateer. 5 seconds to go. And nowhere to throw the ball. They won't even get a shot off. BG gets the last statement of the first half with a beautiful old-fashioned give-and-go. Taylor Palmateer and Morgan Bullis combining for that one. Those two have combined for 18 of the team's 22 points. So they take a two-point lead, 22-20, into the locker room. We'll be back to review some games from last night and information we may have for you from tonight. Games that involved Sydney, possibly Afton and Harpersville. Not sure about that, but we'll do the best we can as we take our break for the Bravado Halftime Report. It is live Tri-Town High School Basketball on your local sports leader, WCDO.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
We're your friends at Mang Insurance. We help you protect all of your most prized possessions, your car, your home, even your life. So if you're just not sure you're protected the way you should be, or you want a second opinion, call us at 1-800-965-MANG. That's 1-800-965-MANG. We're located in Sydney, Oneonta, Walton, Norwich, and Sherburne. We're the Mang Insurance Agency, and we've been making the difference and supporting sports throughout Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties for over 100 years.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
The Amsterdam Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. WCDO's coverage of the 36th annual Kozelski Girls Basketball Tournament here tonight at Bainbridge Guilford. It's now a barn burner. It's 22-20. It didn't look that way at the start, but that's what we have at halftime, and our halftime show is brought to you by Morabito Energy Products. Delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. I'm Rabido Energy Products halftime. Score is 22-20. Bainbridge-Guilford did not surrender the lead, but they were ties at 18-20, and that's after a 13-4 start for the Lady Bobcats. Things as the as play developed in the second quarter, Marathon figured a few things out, and if they had a better free throw shooting, ratio, they could be in the lead right now. Bainbridge Guilford can't do much better from the line, 6-for-7. And they're a team that's shooting about 52% coming into the game. So they're 6-for-7, helped by Taylor Palmateer, who leads all scorers with 10. And she's shooting 5-for-6 so far. I'm sorry, she's got all 7. Oh, that's right. She is the 6-for-7. Morgan Bullis has 4 baskets for 8 points. Marissa Thornton with a basket for 2. And Abby Smith with an early basket for 2. What's gotten the VG Bobcats slowed down a bit is foul trouble. In this man-to-man pressure defense, they are getting called. Megan Ferreira, Abby Smith, Katie Barber, all with 2. Betsy Holden with 3. Rebecca Reyes and Morgan Bullis each with 1. And it's easy to see when Abby Smith is not on the floor, at least the way I see it, when Abby Smith's not on the floor, they lose a little bit of their continuity. And if Rebecca Reyes starts hitting a couple of threes, that's going to loosen the defense up even more. And that could be certainly in VG's favor. Now, for Marathon, they started out extremely slowly. Aaron Greep's basket was the start of it. Cassidy Marston made a basket, and then it was a drought for a while. It was 13-4, but they closed the quarter at 14-9. Cassidy, and then 4-for-10 from the free throw line in the second quarter didn't exactly help. I guess the more free throws you make or shoot, the better chance you have of scoring. They only had 4 of those 10. They're 5-for-12 at the half. They got the game's only 3-pointer with Savannah Montoya making it midway through the second quarter. They've got 6 2-pointers, 1 3-pointer, 5-for-12, 20 points, and that's Mariah Merriu with 3 points. Megan Contry, 3-for-4 from the line. Aaron Greep with that first basket with 2. Cassidy Marsh, the freshman, she is 5 points in the books, but she's 1-for-3 from the line. Savannah Montoya, a 3-pointer with 0-for-2 free throw shooting. Nicole Hammond had a 3-point play opportunity, missed the free throw. She's got 2, and Sydney Courtney has 2. And by the free throws, or the foul situation, I see Courtney, Hammond, and Greep all with 2 fouls for Marathon. Waiting for a score on the Sydney game, and I think I might have it now, or I might have wrestling results. Let's see. Scott Smith has let me know that the JV boys won the Cooperstown Dick White tournament, beating Fort Plain, or they beat Cooperstown today. And looks like Sydney lost by about 10 in the consolation round. They lost by 4 last night, despite a first quarter lead to Fort Plain. Leading scorers in that game were Nick Mino with 18, Trey Larson with 13 for Sydney. They went out to a 17-9 first quarter lead, could not maintain. They were only 7-for-9 from the free throw line. Their opponents 13-for-28. That 4-point difference was exactly the difference in the ball game. But congratulations to the JV boys for continuing their undefeated streak, and they beat Fort Plain last night and Cooperstown this afternoon. Sydney girls lost to Athens this afternoon. I don't know the score of the Afton-Harpersville game. I can tell you that defending state champion Ryan Marzell of Unitego has won in overtime in the state's longest wrestling tournament, the Windsor Christmas Tournament, been going since the early 60s. They had a winner, Unitego did, with Ryan Marzell winning in overtime at the 170 weight class. And of course, he is defending Division II state champion. I think he was a weight class lower last year. Really good kid. Mother played basketball and softball and field hockey at Sydney, so likes to see that all in the family kind of thing. Harpersville and Afton in the Harpersville tournament did play the first round. It's a round robin because there were only 3 teams. Harpersville 61, Afton 33. I mentioned how Miranda Drummond had 17, Tatiana Sosnowski 11, and Shelby Medovich 16 for Harpersville. That's all but one of the points, 61-33. Peyton Cutting had 8 points to lead Afton, and they were shut out in the first quarter. Today was going to be Afton versus Oxford, and then Monday will be Harpersville versus Oxford. Speaking of that, Unadilla Valley boys defeated Oxford in the first round, 63-40. I'm picking either Unadilla Valley or Green to win the MAC this year based on what I've seen. And we will have a Sydney-Unadilla Valley boys game Tuesday January the 7th. We're going to start right back in after the new year on the 7th for Sydney UV boys. Let's see if there's anything else I can go up. You know, I don't need to. They've got about a minute and a half to go here. We got the scoring recap done. And we want to, I have to do this, because when I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But it was not a fault of mine. It just, we had to get this clarified. When we identify where people are logging in from, sometimes the map shows a more general area, and we can't zero it in. But thanks to an email, we found out that it's Saddlebrook, New Jersey, that's out there rooting for number 33, Taylor Palmateer. Taylor's not disappointing you either, are they, Saddlebrook? 10 points, 6 for 7 free throw shooting. Another great presence on the floor for Coach Bob Conway. She and Morgan Bullis combining for 18 of the 22 points. And the Bobcats lead 22-20. Take a quick break. We'll come back with the second half. It is 22-20 BG over Marathon. Finals of the Kozelski Girls Basketball Tournament. Possibly the state's longest running girls basketball tournament in New York State. Don't have that confirmed, but definitely is one of the most, the longest running, definitely in the state, 36 years. Stick around, live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Call 563-1522.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, Greg Davey back here for the second half of live Tri-Town High School Basketball. It's the finals of the Kozelski Girls Tournament, and BG is being spurred on by the student faithful here. Marathon got a decent contingent here tonight. A backdoor pass to Marissa Thornton, overthrown. Let me set the lineups for you. BG has Megan Ferrer back out there, Abby Smith, Marissa Thornton, Morgan Bullis, and Taylor Palmateer, all the same five that started the ball game. Marathon held on that first defensive stance, so it is back up for them, and it looks like they have their starters on the floor again. Cassidy Marsh to Erin Greep. Her bank shot a little hard, but it goes off the rim, kept alive, and no. And then it ricochets into the hands of Abby Smith. Cindy Courtney, Cassidy Marsh, Megan Contry, Erin Greep, and Logan Hammond. Just missed a two-point. Who made that? Did you see who made that? Who made that? 14? Okay, Morgan Bullis. Trying to set the lineup, and I missed the action. That doesn't happen very often. Morgan Bullis, not only did she make the shot, she just created almost a turnover, and it's going to wind up being a possession error. We'll give Morgan Bullis that basket based on popular demand up here. 10 points for Bullis. Back to a four-point lead for the Lady Bobcats. I was trying to get all the starters in for Marathon. Nicole Hammond off to Marsh for three. Short. Anticipating the rebound. Nice job by Abby Smith. She took that ball away from the Marathon player who was waiting for it to come to her. Palmateer left side, 12-footer. Whoa, way off the mark. Out of bounds. Off. It wasn't off the shot, but it was off a teammate. It'll go to Marathon. Hammond and Marsh, the guards. Erin Greep forward. Sydney Courtney forward and Megan Contry forward. Remember, BG in foul trouble collectively. Only one player with three, though. And Bob Conway using a lot of his bench. High post to Greep. Bounce pass to Marsh, or the Contry, I'm sorry. Her bank shot no good. Greep had the rebound, missed it. She fell down, had the rebound, and threw it up and missed it. She actually came closer on that shot than she did the first one. Cross-court pass knocked away by Courtney. Nice defensive play by double zero. The pass intended for Megan Ferreira. Courtney anticipated and knocked it away. BG to inbound underneath their basket. Well, a little closer to the end line, to the coach's room, I guess I'll say. They're shooting to my right. Smith to Bullis. Bullis, right wing. Off to Smith. Smith with the left hand. Drilled into the top of the key. Driving all the way up. Throws it up. No call either way. Rebound Bullis. She can't hit it. Rebound is ripped down by Erin Griep, and they'll say she's fouled. Well, the refs letting them play a little bit more than they did in the first half, although for a stretch there in the second quarter, they let them play. And it was very physical. This foul's going to go on Bullis. That'll be two on Morgan. Marsh. Strong pass to Contry. Off to Courtney. Oh, missed the easy shot inside. Griep. Looks like it went off the shoes of one of the BG players. Marathon will inbound. That'll be tri-captain Nicole Hammond. Hammond with 2 points. Oh, they set up a nice screen. Here comes a drive in by Marsh. Good play by the freshman, Cassidy Marsh. She had her options. She weighed them all. Almost that the triple screen had her in a wide-open three-pointer, but she saw an opening and took the sure two. 24-22, and that was on the left side, I will add, with a right hand. Abby Smith, she's left-handed. To the right for Thornton, right back to Smith. Now they swing it to the left side. That's Palmateer, double team, kicks it to Smith. Smith to Bullis inside. There's some contact and a foul. So Morgan Bullis goes to the free throw line. Looks like double zero. And, you know, the referees have to give the number of fingers depending on the jersey. So when it's double zero, it's two fists in the air. They don't give the zero or the okay side. They give the fist, zero, zero. And the shot up and in, and Courtney's third foul, that's news for Marathon, as they have never led in this game, but we've been tied at 20 and 18 and at 20. First shot by Bullis is good. Second shot is also good. Well, the difference in this game, quite clearly, free throws. 8 for 9 for Bainbridge Guilford, 5 for 12 for Marathon. They lead by 4. Double team leads to a steal. No, and a steal back. It is Contry, the short jumper, no good. Gets it and puts it up and in. It spins around a while and goes through. Megan Contry with her first field goal of the night gives her 5 points. It's again a two-point lead for BG. Palmateer drives in hard, draws contact, missed everything, and then they'll say it's out of bounds. I mean, she got a double team there. And went to the basket. She did what she was supposed to do. Thought she drew the foul. So did the BG faithful. So Marathon with a chance to tie it or possibly take the lead. Marsh helping out Hammond. Bad pass into the middle. Knocked away by Bullis. Bullis to Smith. Back to Bullis after Palmateer gets a hold of it. No, oh, they say she traveled. Really? Traveling will wipe that basket out, but oh my, Abby Smith to Taylor Palmateer to Morgan Bullis. That was as clean a break, and Bob Conway says, what are you saying? And he's talking to the official. I got to say, she caught it in midair, and I thought she put it right back up on the layup. It was a good-looking play to these eyes. 26-24. Still a chance to tie, and there's Rebecca Reyes has checked into the game, 5'3", freshman, and she commits a foul. That'll be her second as Cassidy Marsh tried to dribble around her. Well, now, wait a minute. They call it on Bullis? Yeah, I guess they did. That's her third. Pass. They tried to jam it inside of the low post. And again, they call a travel on Morgan Bullis, who looks right at Bob Conway to say, did I do it again? Well, Marathon almost got the pass into Contry for what looked like the game-time layup, but the defense did a nice job to make that not happen. Courtney just misses a chip shot inside. They keep it alive. It's now on the ground, and there's bodies lying all over. Possession arrow. Oh, who gets the lucky call? It'll be Bainbridge Guilford. Now, if that isn't a reason to bring back the jump ball. Both teams hustled. BG gets the ball. Shouldn't they just throw the ball up and have two people jump? All right, BG with a chance to extend their lead now. Smith, nice job to bring the ball back to the right. Oh, bad pass on the return, and it is a layup for Marsh. She puts it up and in, avoids contact from Bullis, and that ties up the game. Cassidy Marsh now with a team-high 9 points. We are tied again at 26. Time for a timeout, a shorty, 26 all with 3:26 to go in the third quarter. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Greg Davey here. It turned out to be a full timeout. Nonetheless, Marathon brings their players onto the court. Now tied at 26 with 3:26 to go. So the number 26 is wild at this point. But only briefly, Cindy Courtney, who has three fouls, Aaron Greep, Megan Contry, Nicole Hammond, and Cassidy Marsh. Marsh with two baskets in this quarter. She's got 9 points overall. BG has Morgan Bullis, Abby Smith, Rebecca Reyes, Megan Ferreira, and Taylor Palmateer. Reyes one dribble and back to Smith. She may have gotten away with a travel right there, right in front of the official. Pass, nice play along the blocks. Shot missed by Ferreira. Diagonal pass has been open many times for BG. Have not always cashed that one in. Turnover, and now Marathon can take their first lead down to 3 minutes. It is Contry to Hammond. Hammond off to Marsh. Marsh looks at a three. No, she bounces it inside. And Contry lost her equilibrium there and fell down. Possession arrow with Ferreira, but guess what? Marathon now gets the ball. Yet again, they should jump that one up. 2:54 to go. 12 on the shot clock. Marathon passes right inside to Courtney, and it's an easy two, and there is the first lead of the ball game. Marathon, their first lead, 28-26. Another travel. This one will be on Abby Smith. Three traveling violations, two in the forecourt, one in the backcourt against Bainbridge Guilford. Things are coming unglued just a bit, but it's still a two-point game. 2:42 to go in the third quarter. BG playing a 2-3 zone right now. Nice scrambling opportunity there for turnovers. Marsh for three. No, too short. Ball ricochets. It's to Reyes. Reyes up ahead to Smith. Smith does not take any steps. And shoots along the baseline and draws the foul. Boy, it's tough for a lefty. I can tell you this from personal experience, to shoot a lefty running out of bounds on the left side and get it to where it doesn't hit the side of the backboard. And it was a good enough shot to draw a two-shot foul. Smith fouled by Megan Contry. That's only her first foul. And that'll be two. Now, Contry with only one foul, but she looks like she hit her head or some elbow or hand might have hit the back of the head of Contry. So they're looking at her on the sideline. Oh, so there was some contact, and I'm not sure if that's from Greg Warren's coming over, AD from BG. One of the Marathon, I don't know if it's a parent or a nurse or something. Oh, they're bringing the ice out. So it is a little more serious than just a elbow to the head. That's only her first foul. Meanwhile, Abby Smith makes the first one. She has been held to just 3 points. She's got a handful of assists, though. Rance comes over for instruction with Bob Conway. She's still trying to learn the varsity system. Second shot is good. We're tied again, and the free throw shooting for BG continues to excel. They are now 10 for 11. 2:18 to play. Tied again at 28. Marsh, double team. Oh, easy play for Greep. Oh, but the layup spins out. There's going to be a retaliation foul on Aaron Greep. No question about that. Aaron Greep was alone on the left side about 10 feet away. Off the double team, they found her. She misses the layup on the left side with the right hand. It spun out. And, of course, that's actually not even her foul. That's going to be the first on Cassidy Marsh. Now a pass that gets away inside and stolen by Aaron Greep. So she makes up for that. Turnover. 1:48, third quarter. 28 tied. This is my kind of holiday classic. And along the end line, lost control. Good pressure defense underneath there by the Bobcats, namely Reyes, Ferreira, and Smith. So now the 1-3-1 back into play for Marathon defensively. And then they go into a 2-3 once that's done. Palmateer swings it to the left side for Reyes. She'll take the three, but it's short. No, it almost had a chance to go back in. Came off the rim a little funny. Got a second bounce on that. 28-28, 1:15 to play in the third quarter. Hammond to Marsh on the left wing. Back to Hammond. Thought about a three, goes to the right side. Mariu back in the ballgame. Mariu with 3 points. Pass. Weakley set down low, and it's knocked away. Looks like our first look at number 24, Courtney Bellaflor. Courtney Bellaflor. Alyssa Slyker, I believe, is not available. Let's see. Alyssa Slyker and Taylor Larrabee both not in attendance tonight for Marathon. Possession error yet again. Need I say more? Oh, there's a tie-up down low underneath Marathon's basket. BG gets the ball. Now, I told you about the two Marathon players not dressed in here. Alyssa Rivera, 5'6 senior, also not in attendance. There's that diagonal pass. Bullis gets the easy shot. Morgan Bullis with a game-high 14. Another lead change. We've got two in this quarter now. 30-28. High post pass. Knocked away. Bullis. Make it call for this one. No, it's going to be 24. That's the newest player. Courtney Bellaflor, the junior for Marathon, gets called for the foul. Morgan Bullis dodged a bullet that time, no question about it. She harassed the passer, or the recipient of that pass. Worked out in her favor, though. 25 seconds to go. They can play for the last shot. And Abby Smith slowly dribbling against the 2-3 zone. Now Marsh comes out to challenge with 16 seconds to go. Reyes is wide open on the right side, but they don't pass it to her. Palmateer back out. Three-pointer shot is up and good! Taken by Abby Smith, and you hear the results. First three-pointer for the Bobcats, and again Marathon can't get a shot off. Trailing 28-26 with a minute and a half to go. The Bobcats score the last 7 points of the quarter to take a 33-28 lead going into the fourth. We've got excitement ahead in the fourth quarter. You're listening to live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
This is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, the game has started. BG with a 33-28 lead. Should say the fourth quarter has started, should not. The game's already been underway. First possession, is BG's. Right, Marathon had the game, had the ball at the end of the third quarter. What a flurry of points for the Bobcats, including their only three-pointer of the night from Abby Smith with 8 seconds to go in the quarter. It was not the best timing of the shot, but it was the best result. Smith in a crowd, and boy, got lucky. And I don't think Bullis is going to get the shot off shot clock, despite the pleas from the Bainbridge fans. Could not get a shot off. Abby Smith got caught in a triangle in the paint, and her pass back was deflected. Anyway, that wasted a lot of time. So Marathon led by two briefly, and there's a possession arrow. Marsh and Bullis, the pair of 14s plus Marissa Thornton for good measure. That's a possession arrow, and that's going to go back to Bainbridge Guilford. That was the play with their more aggressive defense, got them the ball. And it's good to see Megan Contry is back in the ballgame. It's a 1-3-1 now. Defense with Courtney Bellafleur, who came in at the end of the third quarter. She's out there at the top of the zone. Smith to Thornton on the right side. Cross-court pass, dangerous, almost away from Palmateer. Marsh almost picked that off. Shot, two-pointer for Thornton. Missed it, or Palmateer rather missed it. Out of bounds, but it'll be Bainbridge Guilford's ball. Well, they lead by five after they trailed by two with a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Two free throws by Abby Smith and the three-pointer. And now a timeout asked for by Coach Bob Conaway. It's a short one, so we'll stay right here because you can just about guarantee there's going to be several more times out called. Looking at the unofficial schedule coming up Tuesday, January 7th, Sydney boys up at Unadilla Valley. I call Unadilla Valley and Green the top two teams in the MAC this year from what I've seen. So Sydney will go up there and test the storm. Thursday the 9th, Afton at Sydney boys. Friday the 10th, Afton at Sydney girls. Have not done an Afton game yet. Haven't done a Harpersville girls game yet either. We'll take care of that, though. But our first week back will be a Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Never done so many Thursday games in 27 years of doing this. Never called this many Thursdays. And when it was a Thursday, it was usually a Tri-Valley special, like a Franklin or a GMU game. Long pass after a great defense. Ah, it's picked off. Nice play by Bellafleur. She gives it off to Hammond. Driving hard. Scores it over Palmateer. Hammond with a basket, but credit Bellafleur, who's only played about 2 minutes. Here's a three-point shot short by Smith. This time doesn't go. Ball is chased down in the end line, and Courtney and Smith a little physical. And all what happened was Abby Smith was trying to box Courtney out, not letting her get to the loose ball because she knew it was going out of bounds, and she knew it was off Courtney. And Courtney's the last name, by the way. Cindy Courtney is her name. Her sister plays Division II basketball for Roberts Wesleyan. Funny story about their jersey, too, and I'll tell you that in a second. Nice cut down the lane by Palmateer, but she's traveling. She ran into a stone wall, defensively and metaphorically speaking. 33-30 is the score. Three-point lead for BG. They are now playing the man-to-man defense, and a turnover is done thanks to Smith and Thornton. Numbers 11 and 12, respectively. Now we have a timeout. Or do we have just subs? Nope, just subs. So Belle LaFleur comes out. She did her job. Freshman Cassidy Marsh comes in. She's leading the Marathon scoring with 9. Pass is picked off by Marsh. She's got a free spot to the basket, and it's up. No good. She misses it. Give Morgan Bullis credit. She hustled down to make sure it was not an easy layup. And the foul will be on Cassidy Marsh, her second. Nice pickoff there by Marsh after Morgan Bullis threw the ball away. But, you know, Morgan stayed with it. That is a testimony to good coaching and good dedication. A lot of kids would be dejected after throwing the ball away. She stayed with it and made that miss possible. 5:40 to go. Bobcats lead by 3, and they have the ball. Smith. Reyes goes for three. This time it's good, and it's one of those that barely made the net move. Reyes made four last night. She was 0 for her first six. What a spot to make her first. Three-point shot, retaliation by Hammond, but that's short. Rebound, Bullis. We've got some awards after this game, and it's anybody's call on that one. 36-30, largest lead for the Bobcats, and a steal in the open court by Contre. She goes up off the glass. She's fouled in the act. Marathon has come up with some steals. They've only made one layup off of it, but they're now getting to the line, and this foul is on Abby Smith, her third. That's three team fouls on BG in this half, a stark contrast to the first half. And you know what? This is the first free throw shot since the second quarter. Now, Marathon in the second quarter shot 10 free throws. They shot two in the first quarter, 10 in the second, none in the third, and with 5:05 to go, they're finally getting their first two. And Contri missed the first one, made the second one. She's got six in the ballgame, 36-31. They're 1 point closer. Abby Smith doing a good job to keep her balance on the spin move. Reyes goes through on the offense, and now there's a foul. Foul is called on... Well, they're saying number two. No, okay. First they put number two up there. It's number three, and that's Erin Greep. That's her third foul. Traveling for Abby Smith, and that one, probably the best of the travel calls that I've seen on Abby. She did a ball fake and stepped. Got a dribble first. 36-31. Marathon off the double team. Passing, and a bad pass that time. Megan Ferrer picks it off. The intended receiver was Greep. That double team up in the top of the defense, or top of the offense, however you want to say it, paid off. Double team by Marathon, though, and that's going to cause Bob Conway to ask for a short timeout. Yeah, would have been a turnover otherwise, so Bob Conway takes that timeout. 4:20 to play in this ballgame, 36-31, BG over Marathon. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right. Just looking at my text to make sure I don't have any other updates. No, I do not. All right, 4:20 to play. 36-31 the score in favor of Bainbridge Guilford. And the inbounds play comes into Morgan Bullis. Now Reyes at the top of the offense for Bainbridge Guilford. Smith, Reyes, Palmateer. Reyes lets it fly for three. Missed it. Palmateer with a nicely collected rebound on the right side. Her follow-up shot misses, but it's knocked out of bounds by Erin Greep. And that's Erin spelled E-R-Y-N. Fresh 30 seconds for BG. Pass comes way up to Reyes. One dribble over to the left side for Palmateer. Marathon dropping back a little bit on their 2-3 zone defense. Right side, Smith for three. It's way off the mark. Saved by Ferreira on the far side off the air ball. My goodness, they've done that a lot tonight. Wild shots have been collected. Reyes to the right for Smith. Quickly into Bullis. The turnaround misses. On the weak side, the rebound is Ferreira's. They'll start the offense, but there's only 1 second. Reyes for a long three. Off the rebound, a miss. Greep with a rebound for Marathon. Well, good hustle for the Bobcats, but if you don't hit the rim, the shot clock continues. Hammond to Marsh, top of the key. Left wing, there it is. And the pass down low, knocked away. It's going to go out of bounds off of somebody on the BG defense. Well played defensively. They try to enter into the high post. So now it's a new situation. They now can play off of the inbounds underneath their basket. And they go to Marsh. Marsh shoots and is fouled by Pereira. And that's a situation where a freshman, you got to look down at the scorebook to go, really? A freshman? She made a senior kind of play, drawing the foul. That's the third foul in Megan Ferreira. Shot is up, and it's good. Oh, that clean. Got a nice touch for the Lions. She's now 2 for 4. Although she was 0 for 2 in the second quarter. To within 4. Second shot is also good. 2 in a row. Timeout asked for by Coach Mike Riley. Well, that's a shorty, so we'll stick around for that. Trying to look ahead at some of the other games. And again, it's kind of a mixed bag. We talked about the first week that's going to have, looks like, 3 games. Well, the week after that, Tuesday the 14th and Wednesday the 15th, Unitingo at Harpersville. First the girls on the 14th and the boys on the 15th. Thursday the 16th will be Green at Unitingo girls. Friday the 17th, Oxford at BG boys. Tuesday the 21st, Unitingo at Sydney girls. The next night, the 22nd, Unitingo at Sydney boys. Girls on the 21st, I think boys on the 22nd. Trying to map out a schedule that gets every team involved at least a couple of times. And of course, the MAC championships will be in February at SUNY Oneonta. 36-33. What a game we've got with 3:07 still to play. BG's led almost every minute of this game. There's Morgan Bullis misses the foul line shot. They keep the ball alive. Smith swings it to Reyes, launches for three. No, not this time. Rebound, nobody. It's a possession arrow. Bainbridge Guilford with offensive rebounds like crazy tonight. And they are not the taller team. So Reyes comes off the floor. She's made just the 1 3-pointer, but she's been in that offense. Marissa Thornton comes in for her. Off the double team, the pass going to go off the hand of Courtney. Marathon a little unglued against this pressure defense. And Reyes comes right back in the game, replacing Thornton. So what's going on here is it's a defense-offense switch, and it has nothing to do with foul trouble, in my opinion, because Thornton has zero, and Reyes only has one foul. They're not working that because of the number of fouls between these two players. 2:31, diagonal pass to Ferreira. Back to an open Reyes. This is a 16-footer, no good. I think that's off Marathon. Yeah, that's going to be touch last. Mike Contry. And that gives the Bobcats the ball back. A fresh 30-second clock, too. With 2:24 to go, they lead by 3, 36-33. Zone defense, the name of the game right now for Marathon. They're almost begging a three-point shot. There's been two made in the second half for BG. One of them is Reyes, one of them is Smith. They're both on the floor. Reyes into Bullis, right back to Smith. They swing it to the right for Palmateer. She's been held scoreless in the second half. They keep moving it. 5 on the shot clock. Bullis storms her way up, misses the shot. It's out of bounds. It'll be off of Morgan Bullis. Not that she didn't give 100% that time. As she lost the ball, so it's 36-33. Marathon down 3 now with the ball. Minute 54 to go. Smith at the top of the defense, then Reyes. And Palmateer gets by the double team. Hammond keeps dribbling. Goes to Contry, the bank shot, no good. She gets her own rebound, goes up, misses, gets another rebound, up and in, Megan Contry. Never say die, Contry, 36-35, a one-point ball game. 1:31 to play. Pass down to Bullis, cross court, dangerous, but she gets it through. Palmateer drives to the basket, blocked by Courtney. Loose ball, tied up. Possession arrow. Bainbridge Guilford, 1:21 to play, 15 on the shot clock. Timeout before we can do anything else. It'll be Bob Conway, and it's a full timeout. 1:21 to play in this barn burner, 36-35 BG by 1. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, here's the particulars. 1:21 to play. The possession arrow now for Bainbridge Guilford, but they'll have 15 seconds on the clock underneath their basket. Bainbridge Guilford has committed 4 fouls. Marathon has committed 6 fouls, so the next one, if it's not a shooting situation or a basket, will bring in the 1-1. Nobody with more than 3 fouls. Courtney has 3 for Marathon. Ferreira, Smith, and Bullis and Holden all with 3 for Bainbridge Guilford. The give and go is from Smith to Bullis. It's up and it's good. That's the second time they've worked the play. This time it's Bullis with the basket. I think it was Bullis on the basket the last time from Palmateer. Coming back the other way, Contri puts up a wild shot. The ball is loose and it is a foul. There's a push somewhere. They're going to call that one on Ferreira. That'll be her fourth. She's the first one with 4 fouls. That's only 5 team fouls, though. So it's the Reyes and Thornton switch. Reyes is there for offense. Thornton is there for defense. That's the double switch that they're pulling off. 1:09 to play. Fresh 30-second clock. They go to Contri. Oh, lots of contact in there. No call. Wrestling it free. It's Greep and Palmateer tied up. That'll go to Marathon. Flipping the coin the other way. 38-35 Bainbridge Guilford. Hammond to inbound. They go right to the left side, Marsh. Marsh bounce pass inside, Contri. Goes up, can't score, tipped it up. It's Greep, the fall away, oh, in and out. Rebound is Ferreira, and then she shovels it into the hand of Morgan Bullis, and a foul on the far side by Cindy Courtney. Not a smart move. Courtney's got her fourth foul with that. I say not a smart one. Yes, I understand the foul situation because you want to stop the clock and give them 1-1. That I understand. But why a player that would pit up her fourth foul and one of the best rebounders? That's my question. But it happened. And so at the line, the southpaw, Abby Smith. And it's good. Abby Smith. The first 1-1. For BG of the night, and she cashes in the first one. She's got 8 points. Second shot is no good. Rebound. Oh, 2 Marathon players had it. Bullis took it away. Shot by Ferreira. Missed it. The ball is loose. Again, possession arrow, and we know where that's going. It's going to Bainbridge Guilford. 46.1 seconds to go. A 4-point lead for BG. Another timeout, a full timeout. 46.1 to go. We'll take it right down to the final tick. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
We want to wish everybody a happy new year. Hope your Christmas was great. And our final game of calendar year 2013 typically is here at Bainbridge Guilford for the Kozlowski Tournament. If Joe Kozlowski is listening, this is a good time to say thank you to the Kozlowskis. And we're talking Joe and Myrna Kozlowski. She passed away some time ago. There's a looks like another timeout taken by Bob Conway. It looks like a double timeout. I think you can do that back-to-back. 46.1 seconds to go. 39-35 BG with the lead and the ball. Fourth quarter action here. I'm looking over to the coach's door, and I look up above, and I see the remaining original banner that says, in memory and many thanks to Myrna Kozlowski, always in our thoughts, BG girls basketball. Joe and Myrna Kozlowski years ago, late 70s, said, let's do something for the girls basketball program. They're just getting started. We can have a basketball tournament. There's been a lot of thrilling games. This is one of them. Over 36 years, I've been here probably half of them doing it live on the finals. So 46.1 seconds to go. Marathon trailing BG with the ball, though, coming in. And it's Paul Mateer. They're gonna milk some clock, no doubt about it. And somebody's going to have to foul. And nearly a travel by the freshman, Reyes. Probably a good thing to foul the newest varsity player. But again, it's a foul called on a player that's now got four fouls. Coach may want to put in somebody who hasn't fouled much. But here comes Reyes, her first chance at the line. It is up, and it is no good. But a rebound by Morgan Bullis to Reyes. Back to Bullis, and now back to Paul Mateer. Oh, and a steal. Contry with a steal. Grief, 27 seconds to go, and a timeout asked for by Mike Riley. Probably definitely a smart move. 26.5 seconds to go, because now they can try to play for a two-second and or a two-point shot, and then put the defense on right away. Probably wants to get that play and then call timeout, actually. I don't think you really want to apply it. If you've got timeouts to burn, you don't want to tell the girls, all right, if we score, then you get this defense, because things could be crazy at that point. Probably, you know, his first priority is to get a basket. It could be a two. It could be a three. Still plenty of time to get a turnover. They've committed eight fouls team-wise, so they can actually, he can put in a girl after they score to commit a foul that will not spell Sydney Courtney's fifth foul or Aaron Greep. Two starters. I mean, they've only collected 6 points between them, but a lot of rebounds. They've been in the mix most of this game. You do not want to lose those two players. Meanwhile, again, first priority, you got to score some kind of basket. Down by four. Two of the three misses for Bainbridge Guilford coming in this quarter. So it's kept Marathon in the ballgame. So Nicole Hammond will inbound at half court. They set a screen for the freshman. Cassidy, I got to stop saying the freshman. She's a heck of a player. Courtney coming in, putting it up. No call on the shot. And then a possession. Oh, that could go Marathon's way. And it does. That's right. 17.8 seconds to go. Now Marathon should set up. Oh, they're gonna call timeout again. Mike Riley has saved most of his timeouts for this part of the game. Bob Conway called two in a row moments ago. So let's talk strategy. 39-35. BG leads by four. They've committed only five fouls. They could pretty much foul whoever gets the inbound. They could just foul and just keep cutting the timeout. But they've got a four-point lead, so probably not worth doing that. Marathon has to score off this inbounds play. It's imperative. They have to score. They'll have it underneath their basket. And I think Marathon still has at least one timeout left, so they can use it at that point. 17.8 seconds to go. Bobcats led by Morgan Bullis with 16. Taylor Palmateer has 10, all in the first about 10 minutes of the ball game, and six of those are from the foul line. Abby Smith has 8 points. For Marathon, Cassidy Marsh has 11. Megan Contra has 8. They have not gotten a lot of inside scoring, and that's what's hurt them. And they haven't gotten a lot of offensive rebounds. Bainbridge Guilford probably leads this game because they've gotten more offensive rebounds. But it's a great non-leaguer for this Christmas season, I'm telling you. Both teams are going to benefit from this game. 39-35. EG leads. Marathon will inbound the ball. It'll be Contry. They go into Courtney, and it's going to be a possession arrow. It'll be BG's ball. Courtney thought Marathon thought that there was a foul on the turnaround shot. She did not jump and did not sell the play, and that's probably what's cost them. Palmateer cannot find somebody to pass to, and Megan Contry commits the foul. The call made by the official on the far side, farthest away, to Megan's credit, the first thing she did was help Taylor off the floor. Wasn't meant to be a flagrant play of any kind. That's her second foul. So Palmateer at the line, and she misses on the 1-1. But a timeout asked for by Coach Riley. 7.3 to go. Well, the strategy is now getting less and less. When you had 26 seconds, you had a lot of options. Again, the first thing is to score. Second option was to set up the defense. When there's 17 seconds to go down by four, you pretty much have the same two ideas. Score first, then get a foul, put them to the line, set up a defense, whichever you needed to do. Now with 7.3 seconds to go, the benefit they have here right now, really all you can think of, their benefit, is they have the possession arrow. But that means time off the clock. So there's got to be some sort of, he's talking about it. There's no chalkboard. There's no easel. There's no dry erase marker out there. He's just discussing it, and he's asking his seniors to take the lead on this. He's got Hammond, a senior. He's got Greep, a senior. He's got Courtney, a junior. Marsh, of course, the freshman, and Contra is the sophomore. But he's got his experienced lineup out there. And it's actually going to be from behind the basket, or from behind BG's basket. Pass to half court. They go to Courtney. Oh, and it's stolen by Bullis. How fitting. And that's going to be it for Bainbridge Guilford. They escape with a 39-35 victory over the Olympians of Marathon, and it was a mighty fine ball game for the closing out of the 2013 portion of our 13-14 season. They're going to be having some post-game awards. That's all coming up, but we're going to hear from our sponsors, Mang Insurance, NBT Bank, and Echo Brands of Sydney, and that'll be coming back. We will have the scoring recap and the awards that they sponsor, and by then we may even know who the All-Stars and MVP will be. So stick around. It is the final score of 39-35. BG defeats Marathon in a thriller here at the Kozlowski 36th Annual Girls Basketball Tournament. We'll have the postgame for you coming up on WCDL.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count, and at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Most insurance companies talk about competitive rates, but do they really save you money when you buy your insurance from them? Oftentimes, the money you saved ends up costing you more. At Mang, we get the best price for the coverage.
coverage you need when you need it most. Mang has the size, strength, and expertise to do what's right for you. Call 800-965-MANG or visit Mang online at manginsurance.com. Mang is proud to represent Kemper, a Unitrin business. Mang Insurance Agency, we insure your life.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back, and trying to get the recap going. We're going to do it a little bit different tonight. First of all, the recap for Marathon. They had Cassidy Marsh, their freshman starter, lead the way with 4 baskets, 3 for 5 from the line for 11 points. Megan Contry, sophomore, 4 points from the field, 2 baskets, 4 for 6 from the line, 8 points. Mariah Mariu had a basket and a free throw for 3. Erin Greep had the first basket of the game, nothing after that, 2 points for her. Savannah Montoya had the only three-pointer for Marathon, 0 for 2 from the line, 3 points. Starter and tri-captain Nicole Hammond, 2 baskets, 0 for 1 from the line, 4 points. Sydney Courtney, a ton of shots inside, and no free throws to speak of it. 2 baskets, and she finishes with 4 points. They had 12 two-pointers. They had 1 3-pointer, as I said, 8 for 18 from the line, so 44.4% there, and 35 points total for Marathon. They did have the lead briefly. At 28-26, and BG got it right back after they tied at 28, took the lead at 30-28. For the Bobcats, it's Abby Smith with a two-pointer, a three-pointer, 3 for 4 from the line, and 8 points. Marissa Thornton had a basket for 2 points. Morgan Bullis, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 two-pointers, 2 for 2 from the line, 16. Taylor Palmateer, 2 baskets, 6 for 8 from the line, 10. Katie Barber, Betsy Holden played, did not score. Rebecca Reyes with a three-pointer for 3 points, 0 for 1 from the line. And it looks like 11 two-pointers for 22, 2 3-pointers, and that makes it 28, 11 for 15 from the foul line for 39, and we do have it. So they're doing the all-tournament team here. And after we do that, we will then do our post-game awards. Erin Greep, they mispronounce it. She makes the all-tournament team. And Cassidy Marsh makes the all-tournament team. Hopefully Marathon comes back. She might get a chance for 4 of those awards. Abby Smith will make the all-tournament team. And Morgan Bullis will win MVP status. Congratulations. And now I think the team.
The runner-up this year's tournament, the Olympians from Marathon.
Yep, and it'll be, yep. And that's why when I started toward the end of the game to thank the Kozalskis for this, I mean, it's a very nice tournament. Marathon's been in it many years. BG, of course, every year. Teams. Utatigo's been in it, Oneonta's been in it, Whitney Point's been in it. This year Windsor joined up. And it's a nice tournament because it's a basketball onto a setting, onto a post, and that's a very special trophy, no question about it. Well, our post-game awards go like this. The NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award is sponsored by NBT, putting customers first every single day and happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years, member FDIC. And the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award tonight is going to go to Abby Smith. The reason I say Abby Smith, it's not the points, although she did hit a key three-pointer and 2 free throws in them reestablishing the lead in the third quarter. What Abby did is she controlled the tempo and the offensive sets. When she was out of the game, that's when Marathon made their move. When Abby got in a little foul trouble, she came out of the game, and Marathon went from 13-4 down to 13-9, and then they got even closer. Abby came back in the game and controlled it from there. So give her the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. The Dynamic Defense Award, sponsored by Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At Mang Insurance, we insure your life. Well, the Dynamic Defense Award tonight, even though she had the four fouls, is going to go to Megan Ferreira. Megan Ferreira will win. Let's see, I got to make that the O for Smith, and the Dynamic Defense Mang Insurance Award goes to Megan Ferreira. She's just a nuisance. I mean, she snuck in, got loose balls. She's always gets aggressive on the defense. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. She was able to make it work tonight. Didn't score a point. Only took maybe four shots total. She was rambunctious down in there and caused a lot of grief for those Marathon Olympians. So they're actually taking a team picture. I like that. Classy folks from Marathon, no question about it. Megan Ferrer with a dynamic defense. All right, so the All-Purpose Award, she was in my mind before she was given the MVP award. It's going to go to, let's do the sponsor first. It's Echo Brands All-Purpose Award. Sponsored by Echo Brands, a proud supporter of local youth of the Tri-County area. Echo Brands wishes the best to all players this season, and they remind you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes, which was done tonight in a very loud but classy way. And that, no question, is going to be Morgan Bullis. Morgan Bullis showed every phase of this game was hers tonight. She had 16 points to lead all scores. Yes, I understand that. She also had some key assists. When things were not right for Bainbridge Guilford, she made them right. And she did it because she, and I think the play that exemplifies that the most came where nothing actually happened. She threw the ball away out in the between the BG Bobcat mascot on the circle and the 3-point line for BG's offense. She threw the ball away. It was stolen by Cassidy Marsh. Marsh, by all rights, should have had a wide open by herself layup. Morgan did not accept that. She made the error. She ran down to challenge the layup, caused the miss, and it went out of bounds, and that's Morgan Bullis in a nutshell right there. So give her credit for that. Just one of many plays she came out for and did a really nice job. So she will win. Morgan Bullis will win the Echo Brands All-Purpose Award. Can't say enough about the way she played tonight. Taylor Palmateer doesn't win an award, but boy, did she play well in that first half. And I also got to give credit to Cassidy Marsh. She is going to be a keeper. I know that Marsh name in Marathon means a lot. There's a lot of heritage there. And Cassidy, she's a veteran. There's no doubt. She does not play like a freshman. She plays like a senior. And she's going places for sure. I also want to give Megan Contry credit, the sophomore. She and Cassidy are going to form quite a nucleus for this team as they go forward. And Contry, a lot of rebounds tonight, 8 points, and she came back from getting that bump in the head, so I got to give her credit for that as well. So a great way to end 2013. Glad that you could be with us, all of those folks that were online from California to New Jersey and even the local spots too. Thank you for listening in and tuning in to WCDO Sports or WCDOsports.com. Until Tuesday the 7th, when Sydney boys travel to Unadilla Valley to take on the Storm, it will be our first game of 2014. Invite you to tune in or log on at that point. So the final score once again, Bainbridge Guilford takes the 36th annual Kozelski Girls Basketball Tournament over Marathon by the score of 39-35. Thanks to Joe Gardner back at the station, and thanks to everybody for listening or logging on. I am Greg Davey, wishing you all Happy New Year. Thanks for everything, and can't wait to talk to you in the new year. For WCDO Radio Sports, I'm Greg Davey. Good night.